3. Surprised by King Jesus. It's time now to hone in on the central figure of the story. Jesus himself remains one of the most compelling figures in all human history. No matter what your worldview, your beliefs, or your culture, you will find Jesus haunting, disturbing, and attractive. That, however, merely puts him near the top of the list of compelling figures. We could all name others: Moses, the Buddha, Socrates, Muhammad. In more recent times, Mahatma Gandhi or Nelson Mandela. The ancient and modern world supply us with a range of choices. Most of these figures are evaluated in terms of the quality of advice they gave. Should we listen to this advice or not? Are they trusted guides for how we should live? But the idea of good news poses a different sort of challenge. Jesus wasn't just a great character, a hero figure for subsequent generations to look up to. He was announcing good news, something that was happening and has now happened, something that changes the world. And either he was right or he was wrong. So what was this news, and in what sense was it good? Jesus was not offering a teaching that could be compared with that of other teachers, though his teaching as it stands is truly remarkable. He was not offering a moral example, though if we want such a thing, he remains outstanding. He was claiming to do things through which the world would be healed, transformed, rescued, and renewed. He was, in short, announcing good news for Israel and the whole world. His world, at least, was waiting for good news. The Jewish world of Jesus' day buzzed with speculation. Their great traditions told the story of the childish nomad Abraham, called by God to start a family through which the world would be rescued. This people would learn firsthand what rescue meant, since they would be enslaved in Egypt before being delivered by God in the Passover. God himself would lead them through the Red Sea, through years of wandering in the desert, until they finally inherited their promised land. That event, the Exodus, remained central to Jewish life and thought. It shaped, and continues to shape, how Jews saw and see the world. It speaks of the one true God making himself known.